I'm speaking with media specialist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, Bill Graham, and we're talking about public input. It's a public input period going on right now by the MDC for the High Ridge Grasslands Plan. Mr. Graham, thank you for your time, and for anybody that's wondering, what is the High Ridge Grasslands Plan, and where can they participate with public input about that?
Well, Missouri Department of Conservation has been revamping in the last few years our management plans for our public areas that we own or that we manage, and all of these areas have a kind of a long-term plan, and we're going through and updating and so forth on these plans, and we want to give the public a chance to comment on plans regarding areas that they visit or that are in their neighborhood, and so that's what this is about. And the one of the ones that's this month, in the month of April, is available for public comment is the High Ridge Grasslands Focus Area, and this is 11 different conservation areas that we own or manage. A few of them are owned by the Missouri Prairie Foundation, and we manage them under an agreement with the foundation. But these 11 areas are generally in the Sedalia Coal Camp area, some south of Sedalia, some west of Sedalia, and all of them have in common, there's some native prairie remnants on them, or there's restored prairie type areas, or they're cool season grasslands, but they're grassland focus areas, sort of prairie areas, if you will. So those are all being sort of looked at right now, and the public areas that are in this focus area are the Bruns Tract, Bryson's Hope, Drover's Prairie, Friendly Prairie, Grandfather Prairie, Hartwell, High Lonesome Prairie, Iona Ridge, Mora, Paintbrush Prairie, and the W.R. Kern Memorial Conservation Area.
And Mr. Graham, these are open. These are always free access to people, correct, during the season that they're open?
Yes, these are all correct, all public access areas. And some of them will have some trees or timber on them in places, but generally they fall in kind of a, they're all been kind of grouped together because they're all in that kind of same central part of Missouri, and all of them have sort of a grassland type management focus for them. And the specific regulations for hunting season and fishing on these areas will vary area to area. People always want to check our website to see what the specific rules are if they're looking at a particular hunting season. But as far as just walking, taking pictures and so forth, these places are always open for public use.
That is great. And also, like you said, so I take it the feedback, what you're looking for is possibly ideas of what to do with the areas, or is there something other that you're looking for as far as feedback from the public is concerned?
Yeah, we're wanting to give the public a chance to look at the plans that we've laid out. The public can look at these plans this month. Now, this process closes toward at the end of April, but the public can look at the plans at our website, and it would be www.mdc.mo.gov/area plans. Or go to their www.mdc.mo.gov website and do the search engine and put area plans. But people can go there to that web listing and they can, look up. Let's say they have one in their neighborhood, and maybe they were wanting a trail lengthened, or they wanted to suggest that a certain pasture be given a different treatment or management approach, or there's some issue they've had with access or something. It's a chance for them to leave a comment and for us to get back to them about the comment. And it's a chance for us to hear, what they hope for the area. We've had suggestions on other areas like would like more wildflower plantings on this restoration in the south end, things of that nature. And we can't always accommodate each suggestion, but we'd like to hear it if they'd like to offer it. And it helps us to get the feedback.
Well, Mr. Graham, we appreciate your time, and we'll definitely spread the word. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the high grass plan, or excuse me, about the high ridge grasslands plan?
Well, I just welcome people, one, to get acquainted with these areas, and looking at the plan kind of helps them understand what we're doing with it. But in general, if your listeners haven't been to some of these areas, I encourage you to take a walk out this spring, and especially in the summer. Some of these prairie areas start blooming. They get really pretty, and some of these areas have never been plowed, and some of them are restored. They're going to unfold during the coming seasons of flowers, and the birding on these areas of grassland-type birds is really nice. And so, give us some input on the plan if you wish, but if not, otherwise, please go take a peek at these areas. They're really neat places. So much of Missouri was prairie, and these are some of the best little chunks we have left.
Absolutely. They are beautiful places. I've been to a couple. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Graham, and we appreciate it.
All right, everybody have a great spring.